is running.
Okay.
YouTube's on as well.
Thank you. I can't get away from that thing. All right, I'd like to call Congress back to order. Can we have a quick roll call, please?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Big Horse.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum. Thank you. We are at general order day two, where amendments may be proposed.
I was muted. ONCA 2206, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $4 million to the Capital Asset Fund of American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA funds for the purchase of land, pre-construction costs, and construction for an assisted living facility in Hominy and Fairfax, Oklahoma, and pre-construction costs and construction for an assisted living facility in Pawhuska, Oklahoma, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any other amendments to propose besides mine? Okay, so on 2206, page 1, line 18 and 19, 28 and 29, strike and insert a COVID compliant.
Second.
All right, thank you. Also for ONCA 2209, which was added to General Order Day 2, same title. On lines 28, 29, 40, and 41, strike and insert a COVID compliant.
Second.
Okay, thank you very much. Since those are the only two with amendments, Without objection, I'm going to move on to general order day three, where amendments are voted on. Okay, ONCA 2206. The amendment was just presented. Lines 18, 19, 28, and 29, strike and insert COVID compliant. So it would read COVID compliant assisted living facility in Hominy and Fairfax, and the same for Pawhuska, Oklahoma, just adding the COVID compliant. Any more discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Yes. Okay, thank you. The amendment passes, and ONCA 2206 will advance to general order, third reading after engrossment. Next, 2209. Same title. The amendment was lines 28, 29, 40, and 41. Strike and insert a COVID compliant for the same reason, same title. It's the first, this is the bill that was brought back to the $4 million that was previously passed in a special session per discussion in committee. Language was inserted that was more with more specificity regarding Hominy and Fairfax and Pawhuska assisted living facility. And at this time, I'm just adding COVID compliant assisted living facility.
Okay. Is
there any other discussion? Thank you. Okay, all those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Any opposed say no. All right, the amendment passes, and ONCA 2209 will also advance to third reading after engrossment. All right, thank you very much for that. Now, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Rules and Ethics will be meeting to engross in 10, let's give us 15 minutes, and that'll be today. So motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
What was that?
Second.
Okay, I heard something. All right, a motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow with engrossment to follow this session in 15 minutes. Motion made and seconded to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? No. All right, thank you. We are adjourned.
Hey, Trey, this is Alice. About how long do you think? It was 15 minutes long enough.
Yeah, I'll be sending them out before the meeting starts. I've got them nearly finished up.
Okay, thank you.